few announcements this morning. The nursery is available for those of you with children up to the age of two. That's on the other side of the fellowship hall there. We also have the live stream playing in the teen room. If you have a child too old for the nursery but still having troubles in the sanctuary, feel free to take advantage of those opportunities for you. Byron Bible Camp has some winter retreats coming up in the next couple weeks, so take a look at those if you're interested for grades 3 through 6 and also grades 7 through 12. Those camps are coming up, and we've already passed the young adults retreat for Byron Bible Camp, so take a look at those if you're interested for your students. We also have a youth group summer missions trip this summer. We are going to be going to Camp Barnabas, which is in Missouri, July 30th through August 5th. We'll be serving as counselors for people with mental and physical disabilities. So if you have any students over the age of 14, or if you are a young adult or going to college and are interested, we are having a meeting today before Sunday school starts in the teen room to answer any questions and talk about registration and next steps with that. So if you are interested in coming on the summer missions trip with the youth group this summer, this morning is a great morning to start showing that interest. The registration is open. We'll be registering as individuals, so that can happen at any point. If we organize sooner, we can get some of those details figured out a little quicker. So we have youth group tonight at 6 p.m. as always. We also have young adult Bible study tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at Kelly and I's house, and Club Rock is starting back up this week. Are there any other announcements this morning? Yeah.
Derek, Dad turns 92 on last Friday, and we have cake here today to celebrate for Sunday school, so everybody please stick around.
There is cake in the kitchen for those of you who stick around for Sunday school, so that's a great opportunity. The call to worship this morning is Galatians 4:4-7. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God.
Good morning again, and grateful that you braved the cold. We may have a few more that are watching online, and we greet them and welcome them to our service. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen, we're going to sing number 6. Sing Praise to God Who Reigns Above. Number 6, I'll ask you to stand with me, please. Sing praise to God who reigns above, the God of all creation, the God of power, the God of love, the God of our salvation. With healing balm my soul he fills, and ever faithless murmur stills, to God all praise and glory. What God's almighty power hath made, his gracious mercy keepeth. By morning glow, evening shade, his watchful eye ne'er sleepeth. Within the kingdom of his might, lo, all is just and all is right, to God all praise and glory. The Lord is never far away, but through all grief distressing, an ever-present help and stay, our peace and joy and blessing. As with a mother's tender hand, he leads his own
his chosen band, to God all praise and glory. Thus all my toil, some way along, I sing aloud his praises, that men may hear the grateful song my voice unwearied raises. Be joyful in the Lord, my heart, both soul and body, bear your part to God all praise and glory.
Take a moment to greet one another and welcome into this new year. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer request or praises before our church and our church family. Just always continuing to pray for Nathan Bonebright, and hopefully that you are able to connect with the Caring Bridge site. Deb is very good at each evening putting an update of how the day has gone, and so we continue to pray for Nathan and for Deb and Brian. Also, this past week, Danica and her husband welcomed into the world Dawson Mickelson, and she came into the world fine, but she does have a little growth or fluid bubble on her neck that they will be doing some consulting with the surgeon, so be praying for. Her name is Dawson, and so be praying for Dawson and Danica and her husband through this time. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Oh, Heidi.
You know, I always pray for traveling. Renee made it to Florence, Italy. She will be spending some time with the Romeros at the end of her time at the college group that's there. She's not afraid of getting stuck there. I know there's a lot of flights that are being canceled, but
so Renee went with a college group to Florence, Italy. She and the group made it safely. She is updating. It's nice to see the pictures show up. It is nice of some of those social media sites. But also we'll continue to pray for travel mercies, and as well as they stay healthy so that they can all get back. And then she will also spend some time with the Romanos, which will be a wonderful opportunity. Other prayer requests? Terry. The fires that were kind of between Denver and Boulder this past week, you know, the devastation of it going through the homes was just a reminder again of how little we can control. So we'll pray for them. Any other requests or praises? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this new year that we have entered into, always being reminded that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as our calendar changes, you do not. Father, you also know the future because you are not bound by time, and we are. And so we acknowledge again and again how little we know and how little we can control. Thankful that you have called us into your family through the death and resurrection and the ascension of your Son, that by receiving that free gift, as we have celebrated the coming of your Son and through the Advent season, we know that you prepare us for what is ahead. Father, when we flip the calendar over, we desire to have things be new and different and better, but it will be what comes, and you prepare us. Father, we do pray that you would bring blessing upon your people, that you would fit us for your service, that we would be salt and light each day. And Father, as we lift up our request to you as a congregation, looking at the temperature outside, especially in the surrounding areas, we pray for those that are having to be outside working with livestock. We pray for their livelihoods, for safety, for equipment, that this time of year does not want to start like it normally would or operate like it should. So we pray for patience, but also safety for our farmers and ranchers. Father, we lift up the Bone Brights to you. We continue to pray for Nathan and his healing, that you would show yourself an ever-present help during this time of his need, for Brian and Deb as they walk through this time with their son, that you would bring others alongside of them to encourage, to remind that you are faithful and they are not forgotten. Father, we also lift up Dawson Mickelson. We pray that you would, our desire would be to heal her of this lump, that surgery would not be necessary. We're grateful for how you have gifted medical individuals with the knowledge and the skill, and if surgery is the next step, that you would guide the surgical team, that you would give peace of mind and heart, and we ask for full healing. We also pray for Renee as she has traveled to Italy. We pray for the experience that they're having, the cross-cultural opportunity. We pray for safety and for to stay healthy and the opportunity to not only see a little bit more of what the world is like, but to see how we fit into your plan to bring the gospel to the world, to the ends of the earth. And that doesn't mean places that have never heard. It means everywhere, because each generation has to bend the knee to Christ, even if previous generations have. We thank you that you've given us a mission that is greater than ourselves. Father, we also think of the opportunities the church has to minister to those in Colorado that have dealt with the fires, to come alongside those that are dealing with such devastation. And we just ask that you would provide, that they would be able to be your tangible hands and feet to those that are suffering, those that have lost everything. And Father, we pray for our missionaries. We pray for Ken and Karen as we focus on them this month, as they bring alongside a new camp director for Victory, help them in this transition to be the mentors that the new couple needs, and to be able to learn how to let go and to allow God to use this new couple in the ways that they may not have even thought of. Father, we also pray for their ministry as they continue in the Kadoka area, to give them open doors of ministry, to be able to speak into the lives of the children and the teens, but also in the churches that he fills the pulpit in. Thank you for using them in our life as a church, but also in the surrounding areas in South Dakota. Father, for our servicemen and women, we pray for those that have been deployed, especially most recently of being away from family during the holiday season. We ask that you would be an ever-present help. Pray for those that have just returned, being able to readjust, being back into life here in the family and in the community and in the states. We just pray for protection for our servicemen and women. We also lift up our elected leaders and officials, especially we think of our state as the state legislature is going to start back up and give them wisdom in the decisions they make. For our local leaders, we thank you for their service, but we also ask that they would seek first your kingdom and your righteousness and in all the decisions they make. And Father, we lift up our service. We thank you for the opportunity of meeting together. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, I'm going to ask Taylor Michaelis to come forward. She has finished up her first semester. I'm sure it was very successful, knowing the type of student she is at Frontier. But she has a unique project that she's going to be a part of. And so we're fulfilling part of a class requirement. So do we get to grade you on this?
No.
Oh, bummer. I always like doing that.
So I was given an opportunity to do a missions trip over my spring break coming up. So I wanted to tell you guys about it and ask for you guys to pray for me and my group and stuff. So I'm going to be going, hopefully, you know, I'm planning on going to Broken Arrow Bible Ranch. And it's in Vanderwagen, New Mexico, and it's right off the edge of the Zuni Reservation. And so because of COVID stuff right now, we might not be able to, like, go on the reservation and do anything with the people on the reservation and the kids there, but we'll be able to do stuff at the camp that's, it's just, like, right off the reservation. So I just want to ask you guys for prayer for that. That's all. Thank you.
Now, Taylor, when is your spring break? Okay. Typical student. As a parent, I look to see when my child's spring break was, but so we will be praying, and as we get closer, you can always send us updates. But we do as a church pray for our high school graduates as they are in college, because God will open unique doors of ministry, and so to take advantage of those. I ask you to take your hymn books. You may be able to stay seated. We're going to sing together number 66. To God be the glory, number 66. You can also look up on the screen.
God be the glory, great things he had done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer, the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes, from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory that things he had done. Great things he had taught us, great things he had done, and great our rejoicing, Jesus the Son. But purer and higher, greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, Let the people rejoice. Oh, come. Through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory. Great things he hath done.
And if you'll turn to number 406, I'll ask you to stand with me, please, as we sing My Hope is in the Lord, number 406.
My hope is in the Lord, who gave himself for me and paid the price of all my sin at Calvary. For me he died, for me he lives, and everlasting life and light he freed. Suppress. My only hope is found in Jesus' righteousness. For me he died, for me he lives, and everlasting life and light he freely gives. And now for me he stands before the Father's throne. He shows his wounded hands and named me as his own. For me he lived, for me he lives, and everlasting light and life he freely gives. His grace has planned it all. Believe and recognized his work of love and Christ receive. For me he died, for me he lives, and everlasting life and light he freely.
Wonderful singing. Thank you, Maggie, for the descant.
I invite you to open your Bible to Romans chapter 7.